Increased federal transportation funding from 2009 and 2010 is paying dividends along the Michigan Rail Corridor from Detroit to Chicago. Within the next 2 years, 82% of that passenger line will have sustained speeds of 110 miles per hour. But that's at only 82%.
While speed is good, and while speed ultimately is going to help reduce the total trip time, until you get the absolute reliability, you don't have what the traveling public deserves or the business traveler is going to demand.
Joe Sabo is the executive director of the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning and former administrator with the Federal Railroad Administration. He says currently the on-time performance is 45%, but at full build-out, relieving bottlenecks along the line, the on-time performance will jump to 95%, reducing the Detroit to Chicago trip to 3 hours, 45 minutes.
Now you've got something that is superior to the auto, and when you're talking about traveling city center to city center, is actually going to be comparative with their travel, and it's going to be a much more comfortable, convenient, and productive way for a business traveler to travel.
Sabo's concern is a lack of dedicated transportation funding, improving both rail and highway infrastructure, explaining no economy can grow any faster than its transportation network can carry it. Patrick Center, WGVU News.